as it was drawn through cows. It came across the Solent in a battleship, flanked by the greatest fleet in the world. In London, the route from Victoria Station to Buckingham Palace, then Paddington Station, was blocked solid with mourners hoping to see the great procession of the gun carriage. Behind it rode King Edward, flanked by the Duke of Connaught and Kaiser Wilhelm, followed by the handsome and slim Crown Prince of Germany, the embodiment of hope for his nation, the guarantor of its great future as a beacon of civilization. The Queen's body was laid to rest at Windsor. The grandmother of Europe had gone, and everyone knew as if by instinct that a momentous era had suddenly ended. She left behind railways that ran at 60 miles an hour, with carriages that nowadays had roofs on them. Vast liners crossed the Atlantic in 2 weeks. Bull baiting had gone, and there was a society for the prevention of cruelty to animals and another for the prevention of cruelty to children. Swearing had become taboo in polite society, and aristocratic men no longer got so drunk at dinner parties that ladies had to make their escape through the windows. There were now aerated bread shops and lions' corner houses where one was served by nippies in white frilly aprons. Anybody these days could buy coffee. The River Fleet was no longer an open sewer.